Day. Well, residents in further north of us around Cairns and Innisfail and Gordonvale felt tremors from a small offshore earthquake. We're centred about 70 kilometres southeast of Cairns, around about till 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. And quite a few people worried about it. So Geoscience Australia, who monitor all the earthquakes around Australia and probably overseas, New Zealand and so forth, issued out a bit of a press release yesterday. So I thought we'd have a chat to one of the senior seismologists from Geoscience Australia just to get the full rundown of what actually happened yesterday. G'day to Dave Jepson. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good morning.
Mate, tell us more about this the tremor. It's basically been called just off Cairns yesterday afternoon. Cause for concern, mate, for Aussies?
No, it was a magnitude 4 event. It was offshore, and the only effect that people had that was that some of them felt their house shaking and some rattling of windows. It's too small and too far away to cause any damage or cause no tsunami.
Yeah, mate, it's got quite a few people, especially North Queenslanders, which we are up here, a little bit worried. I mean, you know, Christchurch a couple of weeks ago, the earthquake which caused that terrible devastation with the tsunami and so forth for Japan. All of a sudden, we're starting to get tremors up in North Queensland. I can't remember ever being through a tremor in North Queensland. I lived there nearly all my life.
Yeah, people are starting to put the doomsday theories forward at the moment.
Yeah, yeah.
On average, Australia has about 10 magnitude 4 events per year.
All right.
A lot of these go unnoticed because they're not near population centres. We've actually had two like this back in 89 and 1990, roughly off the coast there in the past.
All right. Up near Cairns?
Yeah, up in that same sort of area.
Right.
Now, Australia only get small earthquakes compared to those on the plate boundary because it's a different mechanism.
Yeah.
So there's nothing really much us to really worry about compared to those in New Zealand or those in Chile or those in Japan.
All right. Okay. So basically this is not an effect of what's been happening over the last sort of month around the world with tremors and earthquakes that's been happening?
You know, people have tried to link the fact that one earthquake basically triggering off another earthquake.
Yeah.
When an earthquake happens, it redistributes stress in the region around it. So, yes, there could be aftershocks or whatever around where that rupture was.
Right.
However, the crust or the earth is able to compensate or adjust for that stress within the immediate region of that. The region will be much larger depending on the earthquake. So Japan will be a much larger region to compensate. But for that to actually then say that's linked to the one in Queensland, there's no proven theory for that, and it's a bit far-fetched for me as a scientist to believe that. Now, we've got to also remember that on average, there would be about 100 earthquakes per day around the world registering about magnitude 3 and above.
Is there really?
Yes, there is. And these things go unnoticed by so many people. There'd be things going off in Tonga and Fiji every day.
Okay. And only because they're slight tremors, is that the
reason? Well, no, some of those ones are magnitude 5. It's just they're deep or they're shallow, but they're a long way away from the population centres. But Earth is continually doing things for us.
Yeah. And now, the doomsday theory, which a lot of people have come out and said,
yes.
I mean, is there any truth in that fact? Or, you know, is there anything scientifically which backs up the doomsday theory?
Well, I can't back that up myself.
Okay, now, fair enough.
No, the areas of the large subduction zone, the subduction zones, which is basically most of the Pacific Ring of Fire is made up a whole lot of subduction zones. Uh-huh. This is where you have one part of one plate diving under another plate as they collide.
Right.
In that process, you get these very large earthquakes. So having this one happen in Japan, having the one in Chile last year are part of that process. We've had similar periods where we've had quite significant events back in the 60s. We had the biggest ever recorded earthquake that we recorded instrumentally was the 1960 Chile earthquake, and then followed later 4 years later by the 1964 Alaskan earthquake.
Right. What was the magnitude of those two?
And I'm